Hello everyone, it's George from Isla. So today marks half a century since Maggie Thatcher became leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party, the first woman to lead any political party in the United Kingdom, or indeed even to contest the leadership of a party. So Edward Heath, who'd formerly been Prime Minister, realised there's a lot of muttering in the ranks against him, decided to trigger a leadership election, thinking this would secure his position, but it didn't. He lost on the first ballot, bowed out. It was thought not to be enough for Margaret Thatcher to become leader. She hadn't got quite 50% of the votes. Remember, only the members of Parliament were allowed to vote. The ordinary members of the party had no say in this. It went to a second ballot. Other candidates entered the race, but Margaret Thatcher was way out in front, and that was it. She was the leader of the party, and she wasn't challenged for a further 14 years. Of course, in 1975, it was far from clear that she'd become prime minister. Labour was in office under Harold Wilson, had significant problems with strikes, with inflation and so forth, rising unemployment, but Labour could go on to win next time. And Wilson bowed out as prime minister in 76 because he'd reached the age of 60. To think that Starmer's well beyond that age right now and looks like he's not going on for a few years. James Callaghan came in as Labour prime minister and led him into the 1979 election. It was obviously the winter of discontent, 1978, that did for Labour. So Margaret Thatcher, she's thought to be too shrill and thought to tone it down. So there she was. She was 50 years old when she became leader of the party, well, almost 50. She came from a modest background. Her father owned three corner shops. The Conservative Party was very much dominated by grandees at the time, and some of them looked down on her, partly because of her rather modest origins. But she was an epoch-making prime minister, lover or hater, and there are plenty who abominate her even to this day. I've seen shops selling Still Hate Thatcher T-shirts. When I was a child, I used to see people wearing badges saying, fuck off to Maggie. A highly controversial figure. Even if you abominate her, you'd have to recognise that she did change the United Kingdom, possibly for the worse. But she's one of the few prime ministers have an ism named after her. There was Thatcherism, there are Thatcherites. People talk about it to this day. People are always saying that even a Labour prime minister like Tony Blair was a Thatcherite. And when Labour came back into office in 1997, after 18 years in opposition, the many people said, well, that Thatcher had permanently changed the political consensus. There was no going back, and Labour did not attempt to reverse many of the changes that she'd effected, such as privatising sectors of the economy. Because in 1979, when she came in, the state-owned various parts of the economy, swathes of the economy, like British Home Stores, British Airways, British Oxygen Company, British Gas, British Telecom, and so on. And those were privatised in the 80s into the 90s. British Rail, indeed, was privatised under John Major, her Conservative successor. It was the end of Butskillism, as in a blend of R.A. Butler and Hugh Gaitskell, their surnames, a Conservative Chancellor and a Labour Chancellor, that there'll be this middle course between capitalism, socialism, and that will be implied by either Labour or Conservative administrations. And so she tore that up and went for a monetarist approach and said that the key is to get inflation down, even unemployment rises. Well, both things happened. Both inflation went down, but unemployment went up. Crime tripled in her 11 and a half years in office. Drug addiction spread. There's a lot of family breakdown. It strained the unity of the United Kingdom and so on. So she had this dangerous certainty in her own rectitude. She was not to be deflected. The ladies not for turning. She famously defeated the miners' strike in 1984 to 85. And that was largely the end of the coal mining industry. I mean, it's completely dead now, but it limped on until just a few years ago. But she correctly said people on low incomes should not be subsidizing miners to dig up mud at empty coal mines. So she's kind of cautious till 1983, by which stage the United Kingdom won the Falklands conflict, and indeed she was re-elected with a resounding majority. But she went full steam ahead with policies which were quite socially damaging and divisive. There were wets in her cabinet at this point. Moderate conservatives who often came from upper class backgrounds felt a bit of class guilt, some compassion towards what they might have termed other ranks. But she did not feel this way towards what Tories sometimes called the lower orders. But so she allowed council houses to be sold off, and that appealed to a lot of working class voters who up until then had no prospect of ever owning their own home. So Margaret Thatcher, she has a very mixed record. So I don't think she should be adulated or completely castigated. I've got very mixed feelings about her myself. Now, her main achievement was meeting me when I was 14, when she came to address my school and asking her a question. And I was saying, why were you not willing to negotiate to get hostages released or speak to Irish Republican extremists to get peace? And she said, peace at what price? So she was principled, the Iron Lady, and she wasn't going to cave in. She believed in certain things and believed we're going to fight for those. Some people are going to get killed, but that's the fault of the enemy who's aggressed us and not our fault for defending what's ours. That was her attitude, and it was rather attitudinally different from subsequent prime ministers such as Tony Blair. Right, so that is Margaret Thatcher. Will we ever see her like again? Because there's a very long run at being prime minister. Just think the Conservatives swap prime minister every few years recently. It doesn't look like Starmer's going to last terribly longer. None of them, apart from arguably Blair, had an ideology as such. So she was someone who was very determined, perhaps too determined, sometimes purblind, perhaps too ideological, and sometimes a force of change rather than for conserving things. So that is Maggie Thatcher. And of course, we're celebrating the centenary of her birth on the 13th of October this year. And the commemorative Maggie Thatcher mugs, which are made. She was also an outstanding orator, a brilliant debater, and an all-round intellectual, somewhat of a chemistry degree, who later qualified as a barrister and so forth. Right. Anyway, so thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.